The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 572.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the principal analyst at Altimeter and also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Open Leadership, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Charlene Lee. Charlene, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Yeah, I am an analyst. I've been an analyst for about 2 decades now. But I also, in my spare time, write books about business and technology and strategy, and a very strong focus on leadership too, and the new definitions of leadership.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Charlene, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese, ethnically Chinese, born in the United States. My parents immigrated from Taiwan, my mother, and my father came from Hong Kong. Was born and grew up in Detroit, which is a little bit unusual. And I grew up speaking Mandarin. And even today, I can speak a little bit of Mandarin, enough to go into the markets in China and negotiate, but not really much more in terms of having a conversation or anything.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I think the negotiating part is really important. So it's putting to good use. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I was told this early on in my career by someone who said, experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. And you have to think about that for a second. Like, what is that? Well, there are many things we want, but I can't always get what I want. And you chalk it up for experience and you use that for your next time. And so I think that really helps with the self-confidence in many ways, because even in the face of failure, I use every single opportunity to use it as a learning experience and to apply that and use it for my future.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. When you mentioned that, I also had to think about it for a sec. It's the first time I've heard it, and it's a great analogy to it. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think it's knowing who you are and yourself, knowing who you are, what your strengths are, your values, what your purpose is, and then where you want to fit into the world. And it may not be where you are today, but knowing what you want. And I think that knowing yourself is the root of self-confidence, in that if you're sure of who you are, but you're not sure if other people know who you are, that's their problem in many ways. And so I set out to see, what is it that I want to have, the influence that I want to be in the world, and then using my self-knowledge to be able to help myself get to that place. Because it's so easy to be whipsawed back and forth by what other people are saying or doing. And if you don't know where you are starting from, that's going to play a big role in terms of you determining how you see yourself as being successful or not. So I think the self-confident comes from this confidence of knowing who yourself is. So I think that's my definition, is knowing yourself and where you want to fit into the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's a great definition that you mentioned, especially where, you know, as Asian women, we're always been programmed to, for us to, you know, just follow the crowd or just, you know, follow what we're told, not realizing like we can go out there and be who we truly are and how, you know, we decide we want to be in the world. So I think that's a great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think in many ways, because you're raised to be respectful and thoughtful and things, but I was raised by a group of very, very strong women. And so I could see them constantly struggling with, when do they speak up, when do they not, how do they find their voice? And so I was hesitant to speak up and defend myself and put out my point of view. And I still have imposter syndrome to this day. So it's something that's just built into your programming. And the key thing here is, again, knowing yourself, recognizing when it is that I'm feeling a little bit hesitant, putting myself out there, when I feel like I don't really belong here, what right do I have to say this, to raise my hand and say this? And I have to go back to saying, but I do have something really important to contribute. So I think in many ways, me deciding to go to the business school I decided to go to in the end, I decided to go to Harvard, had I had gotten in there. Even though I hated Boston and the weather and everything, I wanted to be in California. I decided to go there because it was going to train me to do this thing that I really did not want to do, was to put my hand up and fight to be heard. And it did that for 2 years, and it kind of got it out of my system. So definitely put myself into situations where I had to speak up.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, when we force ourselves to do something that really makes us uncomfortable, it really sometimes builds up our confidence, right? Like you mentioned, putting yourself out there to speak when, you know, we've been programmed all our lives to be hesitant to put our hand up, you know, something as simple as that. And, you know, it's great that you were able to just make that decision to go out there and do it, especially, you know, as an Asian woman, it's always challenging, right? To speak our voice, to speak what we want to say or hear our opinion or, you know, voice out our opinions. And, you know, because you were able to, you know, go to Harvard and put yourself in that situation, what's your life been like now?
Well, I think for me, going to business school was a huge confidence booster, even though it was really hard and in many ways life-changing. It was incredibly supportive. And so I knew that all these other students who were with me, about 90 students in my first year class, we see each other every day, same classes, same seats every day. And I realized that I could do this. I could not only do it, but I could do it really, really well. And that my peers looked up to me and anticipated, wanted to hear what I had to say. And afterwards to say, that was really helpful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that was a big aha moment for me. And in many ways, what it gave me the confidence was I knew that no matter what kind of situations were thrown at me, I could figure out a way to do it. And even if I couldn't figure out a way to do it, I would learn from it and be able to do it better the next time. So constantly trying new things, failing, feeling supported, finding that system of people, and then consistently surrounding myself with people along the way who could give me that confidence, help me find that confidence, help me find myself to continue to fight.
Thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners were listening to your episode and she was in her own journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I have a mug that says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And it's my coffee mug that I have every morning. And so I would say, begin at the end of your comfort zone. This is not a place where we're comfortable living in all the time. Where is that edge, being uncomfortable, pushing yourself? But that is the only place where you're going to grow your confidence, not just to have it, but to grow it and to realize that this is a continuous journey. To this day, I feel really uncomfortable, not confident all the time, but I know I have the confidence in myself to go out there and try these things, because even if I fail, I know I can pick myself up.
Thanks for sharing that. That's great advice that you mentioned. And I like how you mentioned, even though like you try something and it doesn't pan out how you envisioned it, at least you went out and tried instead of figuring out, well, what if, right? Most people out there always just keep thinking, what if, not realizing they can just go out there and do it. And, you know, if they fail, at least they know versus not knowing versus, you know, constantly questioning themselves. So I think that's great advice that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your books, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
My profile is my name. So it's Charlene Lee. And you can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all those places. And my website is charlenelee.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Charlene, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Charlene's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Charlene today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Charlene.
Hey, thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.